With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Senate approved President Trump's request to cancel roughly $9 billion in foreign aid, as well as spending on public broadcasting. The 51-48 vote came very early this morning. It followed 12 hours of voting on amendments. Senate Majority Leader John Thune acknowledges that $9 billion is small change in the federal scheme of things.
I appreciate all the work the administration has done in identifying wasteful spending. And now it's time for the Senate to do its part to cut some of that waste out of the budget. It's a small but important step toward fiscal sanity that we all should be able to agree is long overdue.
The bill now heads to the House. It must be signed into law by midnight Friday. Otherwise, the spending will stand. Former FBI Director James Comey's daughter, Prosecutor Maureen Comey, has been fired by the Department of Justice. That's according to two individuals familiar with the case. They spoke with the AP. Maureen Comey prosecuted some high-profile cases, including the Jeffrey Epstein matter. And President Trump insists that he has no plans to fire Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell.
The president responded to media reports that he's ready to remove Powell from his job.
No, we're not planning on doing anything.
But he continued to attack Powell for not lowering interest rates.
He's a terrible Fed chair. I was surprised he was appointed.
It was Donald Trump who appointed Powell to be Fed chair in 2017. He was reappointed by Joe Biden. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell last week to the lowest level in 3 months. Jobless claims for the week ending July 12th dropped 7,000 to 221,000. Wall Street, the Dow, up 128. This is SRN News. A surprising new video is making the rounds on social media.
It can be found on X, and it features a pair of self-described lesbian women examining an LGBT book display for children at an unidentified Barnes & Noble store. The two women express shock at some of the books, including one that appears to be aimed at very small children. In the words of one woman, quote, "We're gay, but this is crazy. For a baby, this is pushing it." A small but growing number of LGBT leaders have begun to question the extreme aspects of their own movement. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fellow Christian leaders are remembering the late John MacArthur, who passed away this week at 86, on Facebook. Franklin Graham says he could get more out of a Bible verse than anyone I've ever known. He was one of America's great Bible teachers. Dr. Al Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention calls MacArthur a lion of the pulpit. He was a preacher God used to make other preachers better preachers. This is SRN News. More political unrest in Israel as a key coalition partner has quit the Israeli government. We have an update from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has edged one step closer to collapse of his government with the resignation of a religious coalition partner. The pullout by United Torah Judaism leaves a majority of one seat as other parties threaten to follow suit. The issue? Exemption of religious citizens from the draft, a political reality reviled as unfair by those who do serve in a nation where both men and women are drafted at the age of 18. Army service is also the nation's most formative and unifying experience. Raising tension, too, is the frequency of armed conflict, as illustrated by the Gaza War nearing its 700th day and 900th casualty. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.